This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A dramatic fall from grace today in sports.
I'm retiring from the sport of track and field, a sport which I deeply love.
That's Olympic track superstar Marion Jones. She won 3 gold and 2 bronze medals at the 2000 Olympic Games in Sydney. Today, she pleaded guilty in federal court to lying to federal investigators about her use of performance-enhancing drugs.
Making these false statements to federal agents was an incredibly stupid thing for me to do. And I am responsible fully for my actions. I have no one to blame but myself for what I have done.
Surrounded by family, Jones spoke to reporters outside the federal courthouse in White Plains, New York, after making her plea. She asked her fans and supporters for forgiveness.
I have let them down. I have let my country down. And I have let myself down. I recognize that by saying that I'm deeply sorry, it might not be enough and sufficient to address the pain and the hurt that I've caused you. Therefore, I want to ask for your forgiveness for my actions. And I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me.
For years, Jones forcefully denied using performance-enhancing drugs, even as rumors and accusations continued to mount. Jones now admits to using the performance-enhancing drug nicknamed the Clear. That drug is linked to the Balco laboratory at the center of a federal steroids investigation. The International Olympic Committee began investigating Jones years ago. The IOC now says it will move to strip her of her Olympic medals.
I promise that these events will be used to make the lives of many people improve. That by making the wrong choices and bad decisions can be disastrous.
That's track star Marion Jones outside a courthouse in White Plains, New York, announcing her retirement. She also could face prison time. Prosecutors are seeking a 6-month term. Jones will be sentenced next January.